Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, it is Friday, and that means that you are tuned into Eye on Hollywood. I am LeVar, and in what has been already a busy news day, some of that news actually kind of goes into a little bit of Hollywood. I know, oddly enough, I was looking at some of the Hollywood sites, and for those of you that do not know, Dr. Jack Kevorkian passed away today, and I don't know how that winds up in a Hollywood site, but I know that there was a movie, You Don't Know About Jack, that came out about a year or two ago, and then the whole John Edwards scandal, which I've seen on Hollywood sites as well, which to me, it's more news than it is Hollywood, but we're going to plow through with some of the other stuff, a couple of things that have broken overnight and into today, things that I wish I could have came on earlier this morning with, otherwise we would have got pretty much good credit over it. The first big story is involving singer Pink and her husband, Carrie Hart. She tweeted late last night on Twitter that she gave birth to a baby girl yesterday. That first tweet came across at around 8:30 p.m. Pacific time last night. So for those of you that went to bed a little bit after 10 o'clock here on the Central and East Coast times, you'd know until you woke up this morning or probably listened to your local news with their entertainment reports. But she did give birth to a baby girl. The name is Willow Sage Hart. And, of course, this is the first child for Pink, who actually just is 31, and Carrie, who's 36. So congratulations to them. That's definitely everyone's been watching that. And, you know, we had mentioned in the past, there's a lot of babies do I know if you look at Victoria Beckham, she's due any day now, it seems like it, and the Natalie Portman, and I think Real Housewives star Kim Zolciak gave birth this week, too, to a baby boy. So a lot of babies being born, a lot of people who are expecting, or a lot of people who have probably yet to announce that they are. But definitely congratulations to Pink. And also, on the front this week came news yesterday on the other big story that has more to do with the relationship front. Word coming out and sources are telling People magazine that actress Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn have split. Now, you know, like we know, we've reported on this in the past, and the two started dating. It was sometime around January, February. Nobody knows for sure. Both are really private people. And of course, Scarlett broke up with her husband, Ryan Reynolds, and Sean divorced from his wife about a year or two prior. And both kind of found each other. Everybody was kind of puzzled about why these two people would be dating or would be together. To me, I would think it was more or less, not a jump-off type of thing, as we usually mention, but more or less it was something out of I guess a comfort level for them both. They were both coming out of marriages. Scarlett still wasn't as long as Sean Penn's. And I don't know if Scarlett's one of those people. She's not the Hollywood mold. I think Scarlett's more of the, she looks for that, you know, older guy. She doesn't mind being with that older guy. And in this case, she found it in Sean Penn. Unfortunately, according to sources, the two have now split. So, I'm pretty sure I will be, you know, in this case, I'm pretty sure the eyes would be more on Scarlett, who she dates next, if she, you know, immediately is seeing somebody. But according to why the breakup occurred, and we've long known about, and I don't want to make assumptions, but allegedly Sean Penn and his Bad Boy days, even though a lot of it seems to be behind him, a little bit still seems to be there. And there were various reports that Sean was seen in Cannes, or however you want to pronounce it, during the film festival with a blonde and a brunette in a hotel. And with Scarlett away filming a movie, I guess that was just too much to take, and according to a lot of sites that kind of put her into the relationship in, as it was known. And also on the relationship front, speaking of breakups, there is news coming out, according to CelebDirtMonger.com, that actress Cameron Diaz and baseball player Alex Rodriguez have split. Now, you've seen them together, and you saw them in that infamous video during the Super Bowl where she was feeding him popcorn, and I know she recently came out in some interviews and finally admitted that they were dating, and now comes word just as she admits this, now they're broken up. So as quickly as they finally admit, it's kind of like, you know, the whole Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber thing. They're hanging out a lot around each other, and then nobody wants to say anything, and we all know. And then finally, you know, just about a week or two ago, you saw at the Billboard Awards their first PDA, or public display of affection, if you don't know that. But in this case, those two, as soon as she kind of mentioned it, now it seems it's over. So, but you know what? I had a very sinking feeling. And I'm going to be the first to put it out there. I'm not saying it's true. It's just my own opinion. It's kind of odd that Justin Timberlake, who has reportedly been seen with quite a few people since his split from Jessica Biel, and you got to remember at one point, those two, Cameron and Justin, dated. And I think they have a new movie that they're coming out with together. And for Justin, this week he's been linked with one of the Olsen twins. I was like, any given week he'll be linked with somebody. But it just seems a little odd that with this movie coming out, I don't know, and if this split is true with Cameron and Alex, I would not be shocked, and it would not shock me at all, to hear of a rekindling of a romance between Cameron and Justin. I don't know why, but it's just a hunch I have. But take it for what it's worth. And also, while we're in the relationship thing, there's two new relationships here. Us Weekly is reporting that actor Bradley Cooper definitely is hooking up with Olivia Wilde. Two have been seen together out in public a lot as of late, and they're doing their best, I guess, to kind of squash any rumors of relationships, but of course there's always those flying sources that says, hey, they're going together, did you know? And according to a lot of reps, this is what's going on with those two. And then Jennifer Aniston, who has a few projects coming out, and it's been rumored this week that her and Courtney Cox aren't getting along due to Courtney's seeing this her co-star on her TV show, but Jennifer Aniston is dating this actor by the name of Justin Tiroff, I'm going to get it so wrong, but, you know, he kind of has two different looks to him, a clean-cut look type of guy or the bearded look. So he looks like a guy who, the business guy or a bum. And if you see this picture, it's definitely what it is. I think right now he actually is sporting the bum look, but supposedly she threw a party to introduce him to her friends. And according to who you want to believe, everyone had a good time, everybody kind of got along, and everybody's happy for Jen right now because she actually has somebody in her life. And you know, I don't know if Jennifer Aniston's ever going to find the guy. She kind of reminds me more of another Jennifer Love Hewitt. And you got to feel bad for them because here they are, very beautiful ladies out in Hollywood, and they just can't seem to find the right guy who I guess can check their ego at the door and have no problem with being, I guess, the guy behind the woman. And I say that because, you know, Jennifer Aniston, you know, as beautiful as she is, and like I said, Jennifer Love Hewitt, you know, whoever they date, the spotlight's going to be on those guys. And, you know, I don't think, you know, when they go to a party, they're going to be looking at the guy that often. They're going to be looking at those women. It's kind of like with Halle Berry, you know. when you're going to a party with Halle Berry, you got to really bring your A game. And I thought that's what, you know, Scarlett had found with Ryan. But, you know, when you're a very beautiful actress in Hollywood, it's very, very hard to have, you know, a husband that's kind of like not on that same level. I kind of jokingly always say that Christina Hendricks' husband is the same. You know, when you go, you take a look at her, and you take a look at him, and you're like, what the heck? And, you know, you just can't believe that somebody like that's dating somebody like that, but not getting on that. But it just never seems to work out well. Or the good-looking guy who's well-known as a bad boy, it never works out that well because, you know, he knows that if he can go out and get anyone, he's going to get bored after a while with somebody. So, as like, Hollywood relationships in itself never truly work. But looking at some of the other entertainment news on this day, if you are a fan of Glee and of Jane Lynch, it was announced yesterday that Jane, who quite incidentally had won last year's Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy at the Emmy Awards, will be hosting the show this year on September 18th. If you recall, last year's host was Neil Patrick Harris. He took to Twitter to congratulate that move, and a lot of people are liking this move for the Emmys, saying that they were impressed when she did the opening number with Jimmy Fallon for an award show. And, you know, she can sing, she's funny, and I think it will work for the Emmy Awards. And so I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, for those of you who are looking for something to watch on TV, don't forget the MTV Movie Awards coming up this Sunday. Should be a very, very interesting affair, as it always is. There's always one thing at least that comes out of that people will be talking about. Now, I'll give MTV credit. Even in these last few years in which the award shows have kind of gone off the deep end and have gotten a little stale and boring and predictable and repetitive, I will give MTV this credit. They're able to grab an eclectic group of people in one room, whether it's for the VMAs or for the movie awards. You know, there's always some moment in there, you know, and I know some days, some years, we expect something off the bat. Like, I think the year that Russell Brand did it and Britney Spears was supposed to, you know, be on there, a lot of people were expecting something to just happen with Britney, and then when it didn't, people were disappointed. But, you know, give it what it will, it's not what it was back in, you know, the 90s and the early part of this decade. And it's like I told somebody with, you know, award shows in general. MTV definitely is a little different by way of what they actually give awards to or what movies they give awards to. It's more of a mainstream type of thing as compared to the Oscars or the you know, Golden Globes or what have you. But I would say with the Golden Globes, you're guaranteed some drunk moment with somebody, or you're guaranteed some close to wardrobe malfunction from somebody there. But if you are around and there's something that you want to watch on Sunday, you can definitely check that one out. And Jason Statham, like I said, is the host of the program this year. Now, I wanted to get to another story here, and it is involving leaked photos this week. This just does not seem to be a week, if you're a celebrity, to have some leaked photos come out. Now, the first one that was kind of came out was one that's out now, and it started to, I guess it was the MMA fighter Tito Ortiz. And yes, ladies, if you are a fan, and I'm equal opportunity here, I'll give time to men leaked photos as well as women. Tito Ortiz actually has a leaked photo out where it looked like he was probably in a mirror when this was taken. And it's a full-body shot, and I know it is on a couple of websites. I know some websites won't show it. A couple other ones are. You know, that's just how funny it goes. You know, some websites won't go that far as to show the male genitalia, but there are a few. I'm not going to tell you. And so if you want to actually look at it, you can look it up and probably find it. And then there was a big story this week that there were photos of Blake Lively. And I don't really follow Blake's career as much. There's a lot of guys that like Blake Lively. Nothing wrong. She's easy on the eyes. But there was a round of photos that came out earlier in the week that supposedly showed somebody taking some self-shots in the mirror. And her people immediately came out and were just lashing out at, you know, different outlets and saying, this is not Blake, and this is, you know, we're threatening to sue anyone that puts these photos up. Now, that kind of put off a round of suspicion, because why would you go and sue someone if the photos were not that of your client? If it wasn't, then you would just come out and say it's not. And there's been a round of legal action threatened against some of these sites that have posted these photos, and I will tell you, you can still find them wherever you go. And then a couple of days later, the same person who supposedly had these photos of Blake released another round of them. And now it's getting to the point where a lot of people are thinking this probably is Blake on these photos. And if you look hard enough, it does kind of look like it. And I know she was photoed with Leonardo DiCaprio yesterday, and that's another story itself. But she had an upgraded version of an iPhone, which if you looked in the first version, there was an iPhone. So a lot of people are saying, you know, she probably could have upgraded it, got rid of it. And then there's a lot of quote-unquote picture authorities who are looking for discrepancies. And one was like the mole on her chest or the mole on her face. But you know what? To me, like I said, allegedly, and I'm going to use that term loosely for legality purposes, but I don't know. Yeah, I've seen the photos, and I couldn't really tell if there is a difference or not. But, I mean, to me, it looks too close to B. And for someone who's adamantly trying to come out to get these photos taken down, it kind of stirs even more the situation that this probably is her. So we'll see where this kind of goes in regards to these photos for Blake. And in some other news, too, not leaked photos, even though she's had some photos for a leak. But last week we reported on Amy Winehouse, and she was going into rehab. But I guess according to the song, you know, can't make her go and make her stay. After 6 days, Amy Winehouse is checked out of the Priory clinic. She entered on May 25th, and she left just 6 days later, according to sources. She will continue as an outpatient and continue to receive treatment. And also, on the front here, I was kind of surprised. I'm kind of all over the place with stories today here, but there was a report from Forbes magazine that the supermodel Gisele Bündchen is on track, and, you know, she's already married to Tom Brady, but she's on track to be the first billionaire supermodel. I'm going to repeat that. The first billionaire supermodel. You know, there's a lot of, you know, ladies out there that probably could take that role. But Gisele, yes, I mean, I guess if you look at popularity and how worldwide known, you know, someone is, it's her. And the reason she rakes in so much, according to a lot of people, is that, you know, she really puts her name on a lot of high-end brands that do successfully well. She's already the face of Versace and Dior, and there is other products and clothing lines that she is a part of. And they are saying that with all of this, she could add another $19 million to her $45 million annual income. Stop and think about that for a second. $45 million annual income. If she's scheduled to earn another maybe $19 million, we're talking $64 million a year potentially that she's going to be making. I tell you, ladies, some of you who have always been told by guys that you could have been a model and you didn't do it, you're kicking yourselves right about now. Taking a look at the weekend box office, X-Men First Class, pretty much the long spotlight movie coming out today. Everything else is kind of a small indie flicks that are going to be going through the movie theaters this weekend. But that's pretty much, I mean, these last couple of weekends we've had one or two major movies. This weekend, that's the spotlight. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with The Hangover and how far that kind of falls, because I'm still hearing, even as of now, backlash after people have gone to see this film. They have seen it. They, you know, you either liked it or you hated it. If you liked the first one, you liked the second one, but you weren't really moved that much to crown that one the better one. That seems to be the consensus coming out of that film. So I think, in my prediction, that The Hangover is probably going to fall no more than third. I think still with the family thing of Kung Fu Panda, it will stay there in second place. I actually do see Hangover falling to third. Or it's going to flip-flop with Kung Fu Panda. It's all going to be dependent on how people kind of go out this weekend. I know in some cities it's going to be nice weather out, so they may not go to support it as much as they did a couple of weekends ago when it was kind of, you know, rainy and people had a chance to go to movie theaters. But I do think that by the time all said and done, X-Men First Class is probably going to be number one movie at the box office. We'll find out more on Monday. And then also there is a report. iVillage is quoting the National Enquirer that Whitney Houston has been told by doctors to quit smoking. She is showing early signs of emphysema, and that would explain for a lot of people some things that are kind of going on in regards to her backing out of a lot of projects due to breathing difficulty and some other issues that are going on. And it's kind of sad to hear, you know, it's such a big career that she's had that now it's got to this point and that she's kind of losing the voice itself in regards to emphysema. It's just a totally different type of thing. And then also a couple other things that are kind of going on the front here from TMZ. Sean Kingston, who this week they were talking about with the who had this accident, but sources close to the singer told TMZ that he is awake and alert in his hospital bed and that he's getting better every day. Some of his friends and family have been inundating his hospital room in Miami since the accident, and that he's communicating through nods and sign language. So they said it's a big, huge improvement since the day of his jet crash on Sunday, when his injuries were so bad he had to be treated in the trauma ward before he was transferred to the ICU. And also in some other news, a couple of days, I guess, of differences here for the Octomom. It's the first of her latest attempts to fix her house problems, which we're told she's in deep issues again. And some pictures came out yesterday, and I know on TMZ she went two-piece bikini shoot, and now comes word that she plans to hold a bikini car wash fundraiser on June 18th in L.A., and that she's inviting some well-known dealers just to help her out. And according to TMZ, among the bikini-clad ladies that are going to be helping her, Charlie Sheen's porn star, Kofi Anderson, Tila Tequila, and a whole lot of other randoms like Reggie Bush's alleged mistress, January Gessert, and Mel Gibson's alleged mistress, Violet Kowal. And they're saying the car wash is going to be $20, $30 if you drive an SUV. So if you're out there and you have that, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead. But I don't know how that actually was going to work out, but there'll be the Octomom or someone else washing your car for that type of fee. And then the other big thing that we were kind of talking about, which was TV news, which big show from earlier this decade is planning to make a comeback? Well, according to sources at thecelebritycafe.com, NBC has plans to bring back Fear Factor. Now, I know in recent years they've played it, I think, on Sci-Fi or some other channels or something like that, but NBC is returning Fear Factor. Rep tells Us Weekly that the show, which was last seen on NBC from 2001 to 2006, will return and it will be, quote, bigger and more visually arresting, I guess as they kind of put it. 10 episodes have been ordered. As for the host, there is word that they will be bringing back Joe Rogan, but that is not exactly confirmed as of yet. But I know that they said that he is high on the list to be brought back. And also, Rihanna took to BET's 106 in Park yesterday. She called in to explain the story behind her controversial new video for Man Down. And the singer, according to Hollywood Reporter, said that she didn't set out to create controversy, but isn't surprised that a trio of advocacy groups have attacked the clip, which shows her shooting a man who has sexually assaulted her. And she says, in quote, "Rape is unfortunately happening all over the world and in our own homes, and we continue to cover it up and pretend it doesn't happen." boys and girls feel compelled to be embarrassed about it, and they hide it from everyone, including their teachers, their parents, and their friends. That only continues to empower the abusers. As she pointed out, the song's lyrics show that her character is remorseful about the killing. However, the lyrics don't mention the rape, but Rihanna said that part was added to the video to flesh out the story. And I know there's been a lot of backlash, and I know that the programmers for BET, who responded to the industry ears and a lot of other industry people, said that they have a comprehensive set of standards and guidelines that are applied to all your content. The Rihanna Man Down video compiled with these guidelines and was approved for air. At the same time, it is clear that the Man Down video has sparked a passionate dialogue, and we will continue this conversation with our audience on 106 in Park, so I know they will probably do that tonight. And she also defended the video on Twitter earlier in the day. And I have not seen it yet, but this is one of those things where I'll put out to you to go out and see that as well. And it's always kind of interesting. And I know Rihanna's not going to hold back, especially with everything else that's kind of been going on. But we've got a couple of minutes to go, and I want to kind of do some programming notes that's kind of coming up here. Next week, we will be back on Monday with the Cutting Room Floor. And we will, time yet to be determined, and the only way that we will know that for sure is that you can follow us on our Facebook page at News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar and Lola, and on Twitter, which I always say I'm trying to be good at, and I really am, but hopefully we'll get to it again soon. We haven't made a Twitter post in a while, but we are at twitter.com/4IonHollywood, and of course, we'll be back here next week, and we're also working on quite a few other shows, so hopefully we'll have some good things set up here over the next few weeks for you here. But, of course, your comments are always welcome, too, and like I said, you can leave us a comment on our page about our programming, and that will pretty much do it for this week for Eye on Hollywood. So for all of you who have tuned in or are tuning in, I'm LeVar, and thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great weekend.